Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Moody takes a topside three, stepped into it with confidence, and drilled it. Moses Moody is going to put on a headset to talk with us as the Warriors get a win. And Moses, just team-wide, how important was it for you guys to get a night like this? You've been in so many clutch games. You've been in so many games where the offense has been a struggle. How important was it to get a night like this with the ball moving, the shots falling?
Yeah, it was important. It's about time that we get one of these. We had a good practice yesterday. We played a lot of shooting games, had a lot of fun. So being able to translate that to the court, it seemed like it worked. And it's big for the camaraderie of the team, for sure.
Did it feel like maybe some games that you've been in you know, the last couple of years where the Warriors have really got it going and the ball's flying around?
Yes, it does. Like, that's fine basketball. When the ball's moving, getting good shots, getting open shots, you're making the shots, playing fast. Almost everybody scored tonight. It was fun.
How much did you guys talk about pace, Moody, to start off the game? Because that really seemed like a key, getting the ball up quickly and getting into your offense.
We talk about it every game. That's the identity of the team, to play fast. So we was able to execute the game plan. It worked out for us today.
All right, Moses, you guys as a team had 43 rebounds and 42 assists tonight. I'll give you a little trivia question. Could you name a player in NBA history that had 40 points and 40 rebounds by himself?
Whenever you ask a crazy statistic, I think you just got to automatically say Will.
Yes, you do. Now, bonus, can you guess how many times he got a 40-40 game?
A 40.
That's been a good guess. 8 times is the only player in NBA history to pull off that feat.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely a wow.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead, Tim. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you what this type of offensive performance can do for you guys moving forward, because it's been a long time coming. You've had some games where you've had good shots, hadn't got them to drop. Seems like everybody that came on the court tonight got a clean look, was hitting shots, was decisive in their movement. How can this kind of propel you guys?
Yeah, so it's the team that we are, the team that we have been through training camp early on in the season. Had those vibes to it. So just letting everybody know that playing fast, moving the ball, that works, and it's fun. So it's like a reminder almost.
Any New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions. They mostly got it around learning, just staying curious and figuring out stuff, even outside of basketball.
Oh, outstanding.
Very
outstanding.
Nice.
4 or 5 from three tonight. You had 12 points. You were plus 13, couple of boards. A job well done, and continue to be curious.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Moses.
Moses Moody, our guest tonight. With 30 points and 10 assists, his fifth double-double of the year, and the 36th time in his illustrious career that he has had a 30-plus point, 10-plus assist night for the Golden State Warriors. Topside here in our DoorDash broadcast booth, Tim Roy, Tom Tober, Warriors with a 139-105 win over Philly. Well, Tom, tonight, Warriors with a cruise control win. We haven't been able to say that too much this year.
No, jumped them early and just kind of kept them going. I think what was the closest they got? Maybe 11? And then they went right back up to 6, 9, 10? I'll just keep guessing numbers.
8, Alan, 7, you have 6, 5, 4.
Countdown. up 16 at the end of the first, and again, Philly tied him in the second at 33-33, but other than that, won the third by 9, won the fourth by 9. So, yeah, it was just a runaway victory wire to wire. And I don't know if they had one of those this year. Even in their 12-3 start, I'm having a hard time remembering a victory that was like that.
That seems like 2 years ago, that 12-3 start.
Houston thought, we thought it could have been one of those, but it really was. Fourth quarter kind of got, this was nice. I don't know if it tells me anything about this team. You shoot like that from three, you shoot like that from the field, you're probably going to win a lot of basketball games. In fact, I'm going to say you'll beat everybody in the NBA. You shoot like that. They're probably not going to get those type of shots on Saturday night. They're going up against the teams that the teams that give them the most problems are the young athletic teams.
Oh, so you're talking about the Western Conference.
That's exactly what Memphis is. We don't know if Jaw's going to be playing.
Right, we don't know that yet.
And obviously he's a huge key to their team, but they're still really good when he doesn't play. I mean, they can still play. So tonight was just nice. Steph got it going. Wiggins, I mean, they're all. I go over the whole roster. Everybody was passing. Everybody was moving. Everybody was cutting. Everybody was grooving. And it was just it was just fun from the get-go. It's like it had that vibe to it. And Philly came out and, like I said, just kind of kicked the ball around early on and didn't get good shots and turnovers. And the Warriors took advantage.
And they didn't come in with a great mindset. They had had a double-digit lead at the start of the fourth quarter last night, kicked that away in Sacramento. So they weren't in a good mindset. If you thought about it, right at the beginning of the game, when the tone was set, they committed about four or five turnovers right off the bat. Philadelphia did. And the Warriors were just off and running. And I just thought early in the game, I thought Draymond and Steph, you know, really came out and showed the rest of the roster, here's how we're going to play tonight. We're going to play fast. We're going to get the ball up the floor. I thought Draymond was fantastic in that tonight. So
he's the one guy on the team that if you want to push the pace, he'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy that's most likely to get the rebound. And when he gets the rebound, then he just puts it on the deck and says, let's go. I'm trying to see how many rebounds he had tonight. Six rebounds. But when he gets rebounds, he goes. And if Trayce Jackson-Davis gets it, you can give it to Draymond, and he'll go. So, no, it was a fun game. It was a needed game. It was a stress-free game. I didn't have to hear you say clutch time again or 5 minutes, 5 points, and all that, whatever that means.
We need to come up with a sounder for that. It's clutch time.
So at any point during those 5 minutes, if it goes to 5 points, it's clutch.
Yeah. 5 points or less within 5 minutes or less of the game.
Okay. So with 4:52 left, if you hit a free throw to cut it to five, it's and then they score three threes in a row, it's still a clutch game.
It's still a clutch game.
Okay. That's dumb. But
file that under your play-in bracket. Okay.
Who comes up with that stat? Let's do clutch. 5 and 5. That sounds good.
Just look up.
We can make a poster out of that. 5 and 5.
Look up the clutch games in your summer league review guide.
So yes, here's the things I want to get rid of. If you're listening, NBA, get rid of the clutch games. Dumb. You keep the play-in tournament. I think you're going to keep that anyway, whether I say so or not. Well, but everybody, like I said, it's not for me. I'm not a fan. But everybody else seems to be cool with it.
It does accomplish one thing, which is it keeps the teams 9, 10, 11, keeps them from automatically saying, oh, we're done. And then, you know, all of a sudden you got five guys sitting out a game with, you know, sore knees.
Who cares? I don't care about those teams anyway. What do I care? And so
it's like the wild card in baseball and the wild cards in the NFL and every place else. It keeps the teams engaged. More teams have a chance. So now you play harder, longer, to the end to give yourself a chance. And every now and then you're going to have maybe a team that was banged up early in the season, be a 9 or 10 seed. One of these years, one of those teams is going to get to a conference final. It's inevitable. But
listen here, company man. The NFL and Major League Baseball have half their teams NBA. In the playoffs, okay? So now we're going to add more. Anyway, you know where I stand on that. I don't need to go into it. And get rid of the two-minute report.
I agree with.
Because there could be a call with 2:10 left. And I don't get that one. I get the one with 1:58 left that's like, well, I don't care. But what about the one? What about the block charge call that you guys messed up with 2:10 left? I want to know about that.
Well, not only that, so what if they tell you? Nothing's changing.
Why don't they just say, why don't they just have like a review board that every night, you know, they check off 5 or 6 plays and they look at them and say, okay, here's one we screwed up, here's one we got right. And here's why, and maybe put out a report like that. Maybe get 3 or 4 plays a night that had an impact on the game in a big way, and put that out and say, "Here's one we got right. Here's one we got wrong."
Sure.
And that's transparency. And it doesn't have to be a 2-minute report. It just has to be plays that can further illuminate, educate, and give a reason as to why things are happening.
Well put. Well put. I think 2 minutes arbitrary.
Yeah.
Like the 5 for 5 is arbitrary, too. 5 points in 5 minutes is arbitrary. Like I said, someone just came up with that and goes, that sounds good. Why not 6 and 6? Why not 4 and 4? 3 and 3? Like, to me, I don't know, does being down 5 points with 4:58 left scream clutch game?
I think
we're not that close to clutch yet. Let's wait like till we get to three.
My thinking is they were looking at, okay, it's a two possession game with 5 minutes to go. That's a tight game. You know? So that's what I think it is. I do think there's some merit there because it shows you who's playing well when the game's tight. So
okay. I think they were trying to do like five for five. They had some sort of sponsorship with High Five, the fruit juice.
All right, maybe
they could work that in there somewhere.
Before I let you go, let's
5 for 5 with High
Five. When's the last time you saw High Five?
No, it's been years.
You had the can opener.
It was pretty good, though.
Man. High
Five wasn't bad.
Oh man,
for an artificial fruit juice. Where are you going?
It's a spam clutch game. Brought to you by Spam.
Spam Asubi.
That's right. So let's circle back to this game tonight.
It's a long, circuitous route to get back, but I'm back.
It is.
All right, let's do it.
So how do you build off a game like this and not make it a one-off?
Well, I think the pace is going to be key. But this isn't a super young team, and they're not a super athletic team. So you got to be careful with the pace, because you don't want to get into like a pace game with Memphis. That's tougher, right?
Right.
OKC, that's tougher.
Tougher.
The younger guys, super athletic, and they're all up for that. Philadelphia was kind of like the perfect tonic, where they're not young. They're semi-athletic, but really Maxey is their athleticism. Paul George used to be a great athlete. I mean, he still is, but by NBA standards. He's still a really good athlete, but he's not the guy he once was. So this was like kind of the perfect tonic for getting out and doing that. Now, that's not to say you want to slow it down, because I always think there's a positive to pushing the pace as long as you are in your own head. Like, you're not like just like out of your – like, let's go, let's run, let's shoot. Tonight they did a great job of pushing the pace, something there, take it. If not – all right, well, then let's pass it and cut through. Pass it, cut through. And you catch defenses cross-matched. You catch them having to make decisions in a split second. And I thought that was a huge key in the first half. But really, it takes more than one game. I don't know if one game can actually be a springboard to really anything other than good vibes. Like, you feel good about your game. You feel good about your shot. I mean, look, it takes one game to take it away, too. So you just got to, okay, what did I do during this game that worked? Ball movement, player movement. Ball movement, player movement. That worked. All right, well, let's like Moses said, that validated it. Let's continue to validate it and continue to do that. I mean, it's going to be tougher. They're going to play some tougher teams. You know, you said Philly was 10-4, and I looked at that 10-4. You know. They beat Boston in Boston. That was their best win by far.
Right.
But other than that, it was, you know, Hornets and, you know, a depleted Magic team at home and San Antonio. So I still think they're going to struggle this year.
By the way, Portland made a couple of free throws a moment ago to cut the L.A. Lakers lead in Portland to 4. We'll have all the scores in a moment, so therefore they're playing a clutch game.
You know what? I thought the same thing. This is in L.A. Look at the logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's in Portland.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's
crypto. It says Moda.
It's crypto.com.
Why does it say Moda on the bottom?
I couldn't tell
because
you.
Because we're watching the Trailblazers broadcast.
Oh.
And it's superimposed.
They superimposed.
Yeah, like the hockey.
Is.
Oh, yep. Come on. You're killing me.
But you're right, because I looked at it, and I remember looking at my scoring app, too. And I remember thinking the Lakers were playing at home, and I looked up at the screen while we're doing the game, so I wasn't watching long ago. Well, Blazers got their home whites on, and the court looks like the court.
Oh, you know what, fellas? You know that yellow line in football?
Yeah.
It's not there in real life.
Thank you, RC.
Thank you, RC. Appreciate that.
So is your performance review.
Yeah, but RC, how are we supposed to know that Moda is not real?
There's
a massive LA in the middle of the court.
Yeah.
But you can't tell anymore. If you could tell, they wouldn't pay that much money to put it on the court.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
All right.
That's why I was watching the game in Arizona. I think they might have been playing San Jose.
You never know.
It was like San Jose State football. I go, why is that on the court? Why is San Jose State football on the court? That doesn't make You know the one, real quick, though, before we go, the one that used to freak me out?
What's that?
Was the one in Toronto.
Oh, the stanchion? That looked like on you're the, yeah. Oh, look at the guy was going, oh, it was stopped. You know, yeah.
It wasn't there. I was like, why are we doing that? Why are you doing that to me? Grizzles, 5:30.
It was real. It was not imaginary tonight. The Warriors did shoot over 60%, 60.9, and they beat Philadelphia 139-105. More comments coming your way. Tom, thank you so much.
See you Saturday.
5:30. 5 o'clock.
I'll be here at 5. I'll be here earlier than that.
Okay.
Because I usually am.
I think Alan's got 5:15 in the pool. I think I've got
4:56.
4:56.
I like that number.
There you go.
See you Saturday.